Welcome back. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. My name is Leanna, and I am joined today by Brian Lambier, president of Career Vitality. He's a retirement transition coach. We're talking about your purpose in retirement. Thanks so much for being here, Brian.
You're welcome.
Now, before the break, we were talking about purpose and how finding your purpose goes back to that idea of what your personal values are and what really is the meaning that drives your life. Can you maybe elaborate on what are your personal values? Like, how do you determine what those are?
Well, again, I think values, if you look at the concept of values, they're a little bit misunderstood. And I think sometimes a lot of people do have difficulty articulating what that actually means to them. So what I try to do is try to keep it as simple as possible and support people to really look at the activities, the relationships they have in their life and work backwards from there instead of trying to work forwards from reaching out and trying to define values that you're unsure about. So if you look at something like somebody who volunteers in their life and they work with small children, and they may be teaching, or they may be teaching English as a second language, for example, as a side gig. One of the values that may come out of that is that they like helping people, right? So, and they get a satisfaction when people grow and change in their lives. So that's probably the best way to do it, is to kind of look at their interests, look at their relationships, identify what's important in those activities and in those relationships, and then try to label the value that resonates most with those two things.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that include looking at things that you enjoy in your work life as well, when work backwards from there, when you're thinking about this idea of, I know we talked about retirement is maybe not the right word for it, but leaving the career or job that you've been doing?
Definitely. Yeah. Again, we get a lot of different values from work. When you look at it, we get money, which is the obvious one, right? But we get a sense of status from some people. We get that sense of time management. We actually go somewhere and work every day. We have that opportunity to socialize every day. And they may not be people that we socialize with outside of work, but it's still a social environment. And then there's that, of course, the purpose, the whole idea of purpose and meaning at work. So, and the activities, every activity we do at work has either a value to it that you get from it, or the other side of the coin where you're not that happy about doing it. So, but we're more concerned about the value you're getting from it. So you can certainly look at that as much as you can, the activities and the interests you do outside of work, for sure.
This is actually that brings up an interesting point. If you're not happy about those things that are going on at work, and maybe that's the reason you're retiring, do you find that people have an easier time retiring as you're kind of coaching them through that transition, if they're leaving a job they really aren't enjoying that much?
Whenever you leave anything voluntarily, it's much easier. If you're leaving work because you enjoy the job, but you no longer can do the job because maybe of a health related reason, or you're working in an organization that kind of doesn't sit well with your personal values, then, you know, it's a little bit more difficult, right? So because you've got that tug of war going on, you know, but there's that incongruency between who you are and what the position offers, or the job offers, but you no longer can stay in that position for whatever reason you define that to be. So again, I think it's easier when you volunteer to leave, but it's still difficult. And a lot of people that have difficulty with their workplace or not interested in their workplace will certainly have a much easier time leaving that to move into retirement. But then you still have to look at that other side of the fence, right? On the other side of the doorway, because what does retirement look like at that point in time? It's not just a matter of moving through a door and everything's going to be perfect, right?
Well, that actually brings up another question. We had talked about this a little bit when you were facilitating our session the other day. it's one of the interesting things when you talk about values and you look about what you're look at what you're retiring to. If you are married or you have a spouse, then it might be a very different conversation. What happens if you have a different plan of what you want to do with your time, or maybe different things that you value than your other half?
Well, I think it's important, obviously, to have that sort of that line of communication open, to be able to share with each other about what is important to you. And for both sides of that relationship to honor what is important to the other person, and to provide the time to them. Retirement doesn't mean that you have to spend every waking hour with the person you're with, right? Whether it be your spouse or your partner, you don't have to do that. What you need to do is define what really works best for you in terms of what's important to you, what resonates with your values and your interests, and so you can have that sense of purpose and meaning, but also honor what the other person wants as well. And then define ways that you can work together to spend time apart. I know in the session that we did a while back, we had a quick discussion based on a question from one of the audience members, and we talked about parallel play and the concept of parallel play you see with children quite a bit, about playing, two kids playing in the sandbox. They're together, but they're not playing together. But when they come back together, they're talking about what they've done, right? And what the type of sandcastle they built, or what they've been playing within that sandbox. And that's no different than any other type of relationship. So with spouses or partners, it's really important to be able to come back and add a level of richness to that relationship by sharing the experience, you know, with the person that you care about, which will in turn bring you closer, not further apart, even though parallel play implies that you're playing a part. So,
now, Brian, we have just about a minute left. Can you maybe tell us, if people want to work with you, or they want to work with a retirement transition coach, what can they expect that sort of process to look like?
Yeah, well, the process is a little, it's going to be different, obviously, for different coaches. So I can't really speak to them. But for me, what I try to do is I spend time with people up front just to do an initial sort of what I call an initial context meeting. And that's just an opportunity for me to sit down with them for about an hour, get a sense from them on, you know, what they're hoping to gain from the experience of retirement coaching, and how they see I can help in supporting them as they're making their transition into retirement, as well as learn a lot more about who they are, with what their background is, what their family is like, the sort of things that they love doing, the things they don't like doing, you know, all those sort of things that make up who they are as individuals. And so that's the initial part. And then from there, what I do is I offer them an opportunity to do what's called a retirement success profile, which is an assessment tool that I offer as I'm a certified retirement coach to the retirement options people. And what that does is it measures different factors of retirement success, actually 15 of them. And what it does from there is it outlines what the person expects out of retirement in relationship to that factor. And then from, as well as where they are at this point in time, and defines whatever that gap looks like in between. So we can identify strength factors and focus factors that we can work towards within the coaching process to get them where they want to go.
Fantastic. Brian, we are out of time for today. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
We've been joined by Brian Lambier, president at Career Vitality. If you would like to connect with Brian, please feel free to go to morethanmoneyradio.com, and we can connect you with him and your retirement coaching options. Now, before we do go sign off today, we have an upcoming seminar to talk about purpose in your retirement and how you make sure you have the amount of money that you need to fund that. We'll be talking about income and growth and all the everything that goes along with it at our next seminar, Tuesday, June 20th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn in Calgary. Please go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Thanks so much for joining us today. Remember that you can always get past episodes on morethanmoneyradio.com or search More Than Money CHQR on your favorite podcast app and pick us up as a podcast. Thanks for joining us on More Than Money and QR Calgary.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.